I am not sure that I agree with you entirely, the ninth put in. We have here cogent evidence that there have been employed mental forces of a type or pattern with which we are entirely unfamiliar. While it is the consensus of opinion that the importance of Helmuth's report should be minimized, it seems to me that we have enough corroborative evidence to indicate that this mentality may be able to operate without material aid. If so, rigid screening should be retained as offering the only possible safeguard from such force. Sound in theory, but in practice dubious, the psychologist countered. If there were any evidence whatever that the screens had done any good, I would agree with you, but have they? Screening failed to save Helmuth, or his base. And there is nothing to indicate that the screens impeded even momentarily the progress of the supposititious lensman upon Radelix. You speak of rigid screening. The term is meaningless. Perfectly effective screening is impossible. If, as we seem to be doing, we postulate that the ability of one mind to control another without physical bodily contact can exist, nor is the idea at all far-fetched, considering what I myself have done to the minds of many of our agents, then the lensman can work through any unshielded mentality whatever to attain his ends. As you know, Helmuth deduced too late that it must have been through the mind of a dog that the lensman invaded Grand Base.
Poppycock, snorted the seventh. Or if not, we can kill the dogs or screen their minds too, he sneered.
Admitted, the psychologist returned, unmoved. You might conceivably kill all the animals that run and all the birds that fly. You cannot, however, destroy all life in all locality at all extended clear down to the worms in their burrows and the termites in their hidden retreats. And the mind does not exist which can draw a line of demarcation and say, here begins intelligent life.
This discussion is interesting but futile, put in Eichlin, forestalling a scornful reply. It is more to the point, I think, to discuss that which must be done, or rather, who is to do it, since the thing itself admits of only one solution. An atomic bomb of sufficient power to destroy every trace of life upon that accursed planet. Shall we send someone, or shall some of us ourselves go? To overestimate a foe is at worst only an unnecessary precaution. To underestimate this one may well prove fatal. Therefore, it seems to me that the decision in this matter should lie with our psychologist.